Professor Abdul-Magud Dardari is the foreign affairs spokesman of President Morsi's party, the Freedom and Justice Party. It's aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, of which he's a member. And he joins us now, Dr. Dardari does, from Luxor, Egypt. Welcome to the program once again. And give us your reaction to what's happened today in Egypt.
It is a very tragic day in Egypt, Robert. It is not acceptable. It is illegitimate. We will never recognize the coup d'etat. Egyptians are going now in millions to the streets to protest this, not today or tomorrow. They're going to continue protesting against illegitimacy. Military means police state, means corruption, means monopoly, and that will never be accepted in Egypt. We're willing to declare it very clearly. Give me liberty or give me death.
But to say give me liberty or give me death, that was a battle cry of the American Revolution. Are we talking about violence in the streets now?
No, we're going to do it peacefully. We're going to march in the streets. The only way for a democracy to work is through the ballot box. If the military wanted to intervene, it could have called for the parliamentary election. But doing this coup d'etat is shameful. We trusted the military, especially the leadership. But now they betrayed the will of the Egyptian people. There is nothing now to depend on except the will of the Egyptian people. And we will depend on the will of the Egyptian people, and we'll move to the streets.
Dr. Dardari, as you know, critics of President Morsi say that, yes, while he was the only democratically elected president of Egypt, he then failed to reach out to other groups. He failed to bring minorities to give a sense that he was president of all Egyptians, and therefore he lost the support of the people. Those millions who turned out on June 30th were a symbol of that. What do you say to that?
Robert, what happened today is bringing back Mubarak's regime in power. There is now a terrible alliance between theocracy and the military. It is almost a middle age system. That is not the way Egypt is going to go. That is not what Egyptians deserve. We deserve a better system than that. We deserve a democracy. What I say to this, we all make mistakes. To sin is human. And President Obama does mistakes, but we don't kick him out of office. We have a contract with him for 4 years. He finishes them, we either bring him back or not. That is the democratic way. That could have saved us a lot of troubles. Now, Robert, it is a jungle. There is no rule of law.
Well, there are armored personnel. There are, though, armored personnel carriers out in the streets of Cairo.
Yeah, but might is not right. President Morsi was, is, and will be the commander-in-chief. And he called upon the Egyptian people and the Egyptian officers, soldiers. They're not likely, because if the head of the military did not listen to the commander of the chief, how would he expect other officers or soldiers would listen to him?
You're saying President Morsi, as president, was the commander in chief, and the officer should have obeyed him.
They disobeyed the orders of the commander in chief. So how would they demand others to listen to their orders? It's a big, tragic alternative, Robert.
For the past couple of years, Egypt has been moving fitfully from its own glorious revolution, the Arab Spring, to parliamentary elections that were voided, to a constitution that was written but was protested. What do you do now? Does the Muslim Brotherhood, would you welcome a return to the 1980s when Islamists were an insurgency and they were actually fighting with fighting against the government? What does your movement do at this point?
What I can think of now is we are protesting this. We're not recognizing it. And we will do this peacefully. But whether other people will react differently, that is a different story. But our stand is this is not acceptable. It is illegitimate. I will never recognize it. Never.
How does Egypt go from where it is today to some normal condition to which tourists would return, in which people would go to work, and an elected legislature would pass laws? What can actually happen?
Oh, it is very difficult now to think of tourism or normality, because if things are abnormal now. You know, Robert, when your human rights are violated, completely violated, it hurts you. It hurts you when you have a dream of people living in a free society where people can meet freely, speak freely, and all of a sudden there is this fear of dictatorship. It hurts a lot. And what we would like to change this energy into a, this anger into a positive energy and move to the streets, and we will tell everyone that this is illegitimate, will never be recognized.
Well, Professor Darderi, we'll be talking to you in the days to come in that case. Thank you very much for being with us once again.
Thank you for having me, and I'm moving now personally to the streets.
Okay, that's Abdulmagu Darderi speaking to us from Luxor, Egypt. He's the foreign affairs spokesman for the ousted President Mohamed Morsi's Freedom and Justice Party.